Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back to wrap things up with you for a Thursday evening. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, thanks so much for joining us this evening. We saved kind of the best for last for this evening. And one of the newest coaches in South Florida, somebody that's knows the game extremely well. He's hit the ground running. A lot of kids and a lot of coaches have talked about what he's done so far as the head coach at Deerfield Beach. We welcome in JT Thomas. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate you making time for us on a Thursday. And welcome to the head coaching ranks.
Absolutely. Thanks a ton for having me, man. And just like you, I appreciate you all inviting me to be a part of what you have going on. And I'm just trying my best to pay it forward. And maybe at a drop of to what guys like Mr. Bluestein has had a chance to contribute to South Florida. So it's truly an honor to be on the show tonight. And I'm excited.
Talk about coming in now. You come in at spring. You know, obviously it's a time when a lot of the, you know, I mean, you kind of lay the groundwork a little bit. You try to see what you have heading into the summer. Talk about what you want to get out of the next, like, 20, 25 days.
You know, I think it starts before the spring, you know, with a good winter training program. That's what our last 2 or 3 months have been all about. Just hitting the ground rolling, getting in, you know, all the 6 a.m. workouts, mat drills, and giving them that real private or more important college-level experience. And then when you get in the spring, you hope guys are somewhat acclimated to how you want to operate, right? Even more than understanding schemes, right, you want to see the basics, things that guys can control, like the effort, attitude, and technique. And right now we're really drilling down on the fundamentals as we segue into things like scheme against each other and then against our eventual opponent in the spring.
Right. And I mean, and you take a look at this, you know, any type of program, especially in high schools, you're always teaching. And obviously this is what this is all about. You know, you develop and you teach. And certainly, you know, as you said, you laid the groundwork as far as conditioning and some weights, you know, for the last couple of months. Now this month, you kind of learn about yourselves as football players. And then after that, you use the summer to go to camps and to go to, you know, events, and then also have things at your place to kind of acclimate yourself with the kids to get ready for this coming season. And you know as well as I do, any schedule in South Florida is going to be tough. Certainly, I looked at what you guys played last year and you competed this year. I know you're looking for a lot more. Talk about what the next few months are going to be like for you, because the summer is the time when and you hear coaches say, listen, you know, we're here at the state championship game right now here at December 14th, but it all began on June 1st of last year. Talk about how valid that is.
Yeah, and just, you know, just circling back, you know, I think it starts well, but I think it starts the day after. I think it starts December 15th, right? You know, you may have a group of guys coming in who can change the direction of the program from a player standpoint. You're always evaluating, and really what these next few months and days will be about for us, you know, I think a lot of times guys or programs, you know, institutions, we skip right over the coaches and go to the players as far as the development goes. And especially here at the head coach level, it's more important for me of what I learn about my coaches over these next few months than anything else. right?
Right.
You know, we're an established program. We've had a few rough years where we're going to have to get that culture back, but we won't have to do anything other than be who we are and compete at a high level. Deerfield Beach is a story program and had a chance to win about 80% of our games between 2013 and 2022. We just need to get back to our ways. Right.
Yeah.
And really give the chance, not the kids a chance to have the highest opportunity for success at the end of the day.
Yeah. And that's a great point. And you take a look at, you know, the situation with this, you know, as well as I do. I mean, football in South Florida is crazy. I mean, there's always talent. There's always going to be guys that are going to be, you know, they're going to turn up the notch. We looked on that, you know, we looked at the draft and saw all those kids that were taken from, you know, the South Florida area, Palm Beach, Broward, Dade County. Talk about that, because every week you know that on your schedule you're going to go up against some of the best talent in the world, and obviously you guys got to be at that level coming into this season. Do you have those senior leaders? Do you have some players that are coming back or coming in that could be those senior leaders that you need?
Yes, we do. Chris Coleman, you know, senior Robinson, senior state championship wrestler. You know, Kenny Brown Jr., you know, is going to be a college prospect for us. And then outside of our older guys coming back, man, we got a lot of bright young prospects who definitely have some tremendous upside. And I think a lot of this, right, comes by sheer density and just it's really more a geographic thing to where, I mean, you walk around the corner, you're going to run into a prospect. And if anything, there becomes a lack of not to sound that, but maybe needing more leaders and coaches and guys who are passionate about doing a whole lot for a little bit of nothing, in a way that can be a bit more transformative for the kids. I still think there's a big margin of value of what we can get out of the kids, and that connects us back to our goal, right? You know, we try to help the kids reach their full potential on and off the field. And even more so off the field, because that's done for me and more for me in my career than my play ever has. And just making sure we come at this thing in a very comprehensive way, right?
Right.
Sometimes we get so caught up in winning wins and losses that we forget the things that allow the kids to grow outside of being an athlete. You know, and when it comes to being an athlete, right? Even then, I think sometimes we rob the kids of a true process. Right, to where you're truly sacrificing time, money, and energy into investing in yourself as a prospect. And then in turn, you're able to contribute to a greater goal, to something bigger than yourself. And when you put it all together, you hope that ends up resulting in a state championship, right?
Yeah.
Those are the things I think become more special than even individual success. And that's what we're out to do, to where we win a state championship at Deerfield, we'll be making history, right? And I
Good
think that's
stuff.
What it's all about. You know, create memories that last a lifetime. And once you're a champion, right, that, you know, that kind of lasts forever. And
yep.
And I think that becomes even more important than the individual success that the kids will go off and have.
Yep, good stuff. You got me all fired up. I'll tell you what. Coach,
yeah,
I can't
man.
Thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. We'll get out to check you guys out. And I'm glad you're in town, and I'm glad you're ready to do some good stuff over at Deerfield. And thanks so much for making time.
No worries. Please do come out and see us. We're practicing every day of the week and sometimes Saturday. All right. So I'll share my schedule, and you guys
Please
keep
do.
Up the great work that you're doing. Keep up the great work that you're doing, leading the way for us. You know, maybe you covered me, you know, a few decades ago, right? But you just keep doing what you're doing and leading from the front. We're all watching. So,
appreciate
coach. You
Thanks
all.
Thanks so much.
No
appreciate
worries.
It.
Y'all have a great
Thanks
evening.
Thanks so much.
All right,
Coach
bye-bye.
JT Thomas, head coach at Deerfield, closes out what has been a really good show. Trevor, thanks so much. We will see you Monday, 6 to 8. Have a good weekend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.